Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
The China CDC weekly report released yesterday announced that the first imported case of Omicron subvariant BA.2.12.1, another highly transmissible mutation, was discovered on April 30th in Guangdong Province. The patient flew on an international flight from Nairobi, Kenya, and arrived at Guangzhou Baiyun International Airport on April the 23rd. The patient tested positive for coronavirus on April 27th during the routine 14-day quarantine for incoming travelers. The weekly report mentioned that the submissibility of BA.2.12.1 is about 23 to 27% higher than that of BA.2, and also shows strong resistance to an immune reaction. This variant has led to a resurgence of infections in at least 17 countries, including the United States. Now, as Shanghai continues in its efforts to set up enough PCR test sites in densely populated areas so that residents can find one within a 15-minute walk, more sites have sprung up in downtown Jing'an District to meet demands for the area as more businesses get back to work. Lei Shuran has more.
It was lunchtime, and this PCR test site at Wujiang Road and Shimen Yi Road in Jing'an District was visited by an increasing number of delivery riders.
I was going to pick up order on Fengyang Road and saw the site on my way, so I come to take a test.
With more businesses reopening and more people going back to work, many restaurants on Wujiang Road have reopened to take orders online. It is convenient for delivery riders to come here and do a test when they pick up and deliver orders. We're currently taking about 300 samples a day.
This PCR test site, located at the entrance of Jing'an Park, is surrounded by office buildings and takes 400 to 500 samples per day due to the area's high population density. Two pavilions were installed at the site with four separated areas to better manage large numbers of people.
The location is very convenient for us. It's just a 5 or 6 minute walk.
The test site has also made plans for a larger flow of people that is expected when more businesses reopen.
Our two pavilions can handle 2,000 people per day. And if there are a lot of people waiting in line, we will add temporary testing staff as soon as possible to avoid crowding.
So far, 345 regular PCR test sites have been put in place in Jing'an District, handling an average total of 10,000 samples per day. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.
The first batch of pets from a pet shelter in Huangpu District's Lao Ximen sub-district returned home this afternoon to reunite with their owners, who have recovered and returned from makeshift hospitals. Zhang Hong has more.
The first batch of pets has 17 dogs. 16 of them belong to a guide dog trainer who has been taking care of the dogs for others. The trainer tested positive for COVID a week ago and went to a makeshift hospital. The free temporary shelter for pets on Jiangyin Street was set up earlier this month with the help of the Lao Ximen sub-district. Its manager Chai Jiang is also the owner of a nearby pet clinic.
The 16 dogs were sent over by the sub-district once this shelter was opened, and the trainer called me every day to see how they were doing.
The animals are fed twice a day, and their caretakers also play with them and soothe them when they look despondent. Professional vets are also available if any of them get sick.
Pets are family members, so we definitely take good care of them, so their owners can have peace of mind while they are recovering in hospital.
The shelter consists of two large spaces and can accommodate up to 40 dogs and 10 cats. There are now 6 dogs and 6 cats living there. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.